From country to town, people are helping people every day to make something of themselves and their communities. Join us on JIS Radio and see how Jamaicans are sharing the love.
What's red and thick and iron all over? Blood. We all need it to survive. This week, we visit the National Blood Transfusion Service to check out their new plasma freezer.
Well, I dare to make a difference, and I dare to take a stand.
When blood is given, it must be kept refrigerated. With this in mind, the Kiwanis Club of Kingston donated a new plasma freezer to the National Blood Transfusion Service last week. Minister of Health, Dr. Fenton Ferguson, lauded the Kiwanis Club for partnering to improve the public health sector. He was speaking at the handing over ceremony last week. Marcel Boyce is president of the Kiwanis Club of Kingston. He shares on how important it is for the blood bank to have a new freezer.
It's very, very critical in storing blood that's collected because, you know, it has to be maintained at a particular refrigerated level. So they had this critical and urgent need, and we said, listen, this is something that we really would be happy to get involved with and assist the blood bank in acquiring.
That was Marcel Boyce, president of Kiwanis Club of Kingston. The National Blood Transfusion Service, NBTS, collects 28,000 to 30,000 units of blood annually. Of this number, most are separated into useful blood components. Many persons receive red blood cells to treat blood loss and anemia, but there are other blood-derived products such as plasma and platelets that are used to treat bleeding disorders. The new plasma freezer allows plasma and cryoprecipitate to be stored for up to a year, significantly longer than the shelf life of other blood products, which only last a month or less. Marcel Boyce says this is not the first time the Kiwanis Club has contributed to the health sector, but this venture was very special to the team.
You know, there's a history behind our involvement with the whole matter of blood collection and the blood bank. As it will happen, we always have major projects, each administration. In 1996, our major project was the construction of the blood collection center that is situated on the grounds of the National Chest Hospital. Last year, one of our members was invited to a meeting of a committee that looks after matters to do with the blood bank and came across an urgent need for a plasma refrigerator.
People who need people.
Others partnered with the Kiwanians of Kingston and the Ministry of Health to make the donation a success.
We had Chase, our major partners, Jamaica National, Chase is Limited, Rainforest, Seas and Engravables, Diamond James and Associates, Jamaica Teas. We also had CIBC, International Bank, were among the partners that we had in this very, very special venture.
The blood bank is currently low on O positive, AB negative, and getting low on A positive blood stocks. So, why not share some love by donating some blood? The blood you donate will give someone another chance at life. One day, that someone may be a close relative, a friend, a loved one, or even you. Blood is meant to circulate. So pass it around, no? We've come to the end of today's program. Join us next week. Until then, I am Vanessa Silvera reminding you to share the love and share some blood. Have a productive week.
I am good enough.
I am brave enough.
I am strong enough.
I have had enough.
You've had enough. Report cases of suspected child abuse at the Office of the Children's Registry now. You are strong enough. You are brave enough. You are smart enough. Call 1-888-PROTECT. All calls are confidential.
JIS has gone mobile. Access news and radio content anytime from anywhere on the JIS mobile app. Available on Android devices. Just go to the Google Play Store, search Jamaica Information Service, install the app, and be instantly connected. JIS, the voice of Jamaica.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.